great outing. When did you find out you were going to throw and start like that yesterday?
Actually, like maybe 15 minutes before the game, I was taking a shower, and they came and asked where I was, and I go, "Hey, can you hurry up? You might need to start." I was like, "All right, cool."
Well, it worked out pretty well, and you know, Roybal had something like that last homestand because of rain, where he all of a sudden had to go out, probably not knowing that day, going to the ballpark, he would be the starting pitcher. Is there something to be said for just, you know, getting out there, not worrying, and just, you know, letting it all hang out?
Yeah, I mean, you can only kind of worry about the stuff that you can control. I mean, it is what it is, and I had the freshest arm, so I mean, might as well get some innings out of me.
Now, you've been a starter before in the past, came up as one, and still make spot starts all throughout. If James Russell was the manager, would James Russell pitch as a starter or as a reliever?
No, I mean, I'd still something I would love to do is start. I mean, it's fun. It's a different routine, and I've always felt comfortable doing it, and I like it. But, I mean, it's not my decision, and, hey, I don't mind – being a reliever, I mean, if that's what I got to do to be in getting back to the big leagues, then that's what I got to do.
It's funny because I look at what I read about you and the different pitches you throw. I mean, the five different pitches. Does that sometimes make it easier for you as a guy that can get through a lineup maybe a second time knowing that you have more bags, more tricks up the bag?
Yeah, I mean, really yesterday it was pretty much fastball changeup the whole outing. I think I might have thrown two sliders and one curveball, and I mean, it was just got a lot of early outs and kept my pitch count down, which was the reason I was able to go for it.
Let's talk about your days in the majors. You have about 6 years of major league service time. What was it like being a Cub and pitching at Wrigley Field?
Oh, it was awesome. I loved it. I mean, it's always going to be a place that's special to me because, I mean, that's first team I ever played for, and they gave me a shot to pitch in the big leagues, and I mean, I was more than happy spending time there.
Is there a favorite memory you have of your years up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously last year, getting to play some winning baseball was fun. I mean, because we were doing the whole turnaround that we're doing in Philly as well. I mean, it was kind of cool to see the finished product and see how things turned out.
We're with James Russell, and you talk about this turnaround for the Cubs. As a Cubs pitcher, what was it like not to have to face a guy like, say, Chris Bryant?
Yeah, I mean, watching him and Schwarber and Rizzo kind of just turn themselves into the players they are now, and even Addison Russell, he kind of gets a little overlooked, but he's a really special player and a great shortstop defensively, and, I mean, he does some good things offensively also. I mean, it's fun to watch them progress and how they kind of turned into really, really good ball players.
You know, I look at your career now and look at my math, and I think that you were probably eight when your father, Jeff, who had a 14-year major league playing career, stopped and finally retired. Any memories as a kid being around the big league experience?
Yeah, I have a lot. I mean, I get to go to the ballpark with them and shag batting practice and run around, cause hell in the locker room until I got kicked out. And I mean, it was fun. It was cool to just see how they kind of go throughout their business day in, day out, and how they kind of handle themselves.
What about your father as a mentor to you? I mean, is he still your number one pitching coach?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's the first person I call whenever I feel something mechanically wrong or just want to bounce some ideas off pitching-wise. And I mean, he's always there for me, and whenever, if I ever need him to come out, he'll hop on a flight at the drop of a dime.
That's pretty awesome. So how long do you need to recover from throwing four innings yesterday?
Probably a couple days. I mean, I was a little sore today, played some catch, and did a nice little run just to kind of flush everything out. But, I mean, for the most part, body feels good.
And you are with a new organization. You mentioned that earlier. And that whole spring training experience when you're around a whole bunch of different guys after spending a bulk of your time again in the Cubs system, what was that like?
It's different. But, I mean, I was kind of used to it. I had to deal with it whenever I got traded over to Atlanta. And, I mean, you kind of build new relationships and meet new guys and start new friendships.
Well, it's pretty cool, and I'll say this. You pitched four innings of two-hit shutout ball. an extra few friendships. But your last start was with Atlanta at Philadelphia, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs. Last night, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, of course, with the Phillies organization. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate it. Thank you.